It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio, one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, it's on Spotify, it's on TuneIn. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform, or if you're listening to it on NumberFire, you can download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at DFS underscore Tom. But before we get into today's slate, March Madness is here and Selection Sunday is behind us. The brackets are set, so there isn't a better time to give Number Fire Premium a try. We got you covered, everything you need from gambling picks to bracket advice to help you dominate the best time of year for college hoops. Give your first month of our All-Pro package, normally $49.99, for just $19.99 when you sign up today with the promo code BRACKET. That's promo code BRACKET. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium for more details. You know, this is great. You get all the best advice, the algorithms, use the historical data, the odds, go over the teams, anything you can think of, it's in there. Really, really a great product, especially if you're in pools, you want to do multiple brackets, whatever it may be, we have you covered. All right, on to today's slate where we have 9 games and options across the board. We're also in a spot where we have a few injuries we have to pay attention to, not too many. And then there's some clear games that have very high over-unders. Let's just jump right in, starting off with point guard, where we have 3 point guards above $10,000. Russ Westbrook at 11.5, Damian Lillard at 10.7, and Kyrie Irving at 10.5. Westbrook is coming off his 1-game suspension due to accumulating too many technicals. He's at home. He's 11.5 going up against the Toronto Raptors. This game doesn't have an over-under set because we're waiting on some injury news surrounding Kyle Lowry, but Toronto comes in 19th in defensive efficiency against point guards, middle of the league. We have to assume Westbrook wants to get back out there, vie for a triple-double as he seemingly does every single night. I think he's worth the price of admission tonight. 11.5, we should have a higher over-under game here, really on board with this matchup. Now, on the other side, I mentioned Kyle Lowry, questionable with this ankle injury. If he sits out, we're likely going to be seeing Fred VanVleet starting again, as he saw plenty of playing time the other night. He comes in tonight very affordable at 5.3K, seemingly one of the, chalkier options when he is on, or he's, going to be seeing some minutes, and it showed most notably the other night, posting very, very impressive 38 fantasy points in 28 minutes, going up against the Knicks. $5,300 tonight. We have the Oklahoma City Thunder coming in 29th in defensive efficiency against point guards. This is a very, very solid spot to attack. So I'm on board with Westbrook, triple-double potential, 60, 70-point upside. I'm on board with VanVleet if he gets the start with Kyle Lowry listed as questionable. Obviously, some nice savings there. We fall into this mid-range where we have Lillard, we have Kyrie Irving, and, I'm even going to throw Elfrid Payton in there. And Payton's kind of the guy I think you want to, be rolling with tonight. He has triple-doubles in 5 straight games. Triple-doubles in 5 straight games. He comes in with 47 or more fantasy points in every one of these games, with 51 or more in 3 of the 5. He's going up against his former team tonight, the Orlando Magic. So if you want to buy into that narrative streak tonight, we have that. But on paper, it's still a very good matchup for him because the Magic are 26th in defensive efficiency against point guards. So one, he's been on fire. Will he have a triple-double tonight? Who knows? He may not, but 9.5, I think, is a very good price for him. It has risen over this this hot streak for him, but it's a great matchup nonetheless. That's what we want to be attacking. The narrative is fun. This triple-double streak is fun, but the matchup on paper is good because the Magic are just so bad at guarding point guards, 26th this season against them in defense efficiency. I'm on board with Payton. I'm on board with Lillard, who posted 30 and 15 the other night when it comes to points and rebounds. 10.7. So solid, especially with CJ McCollum out. We know he sees about a 9% increase in usage. So Lillard at 10.7. I'm on board with him. The matchup is slightly tougher. Dallas comes in 16th in defensive efficiency against point guards, and we do have the Trailblazers playing down in pace by about 5 possessions, which is notable considering this game only has a 217-point over-under. So we have, an increase in usage for Lillard. We have, strong consistency as of late, but it's a middle-of-the-road matchup, and they're playing down in pace. you want to look for a mid-range option, not someone all the way down at the level of Van Fleet, not someone all the way at the top. We have a lot of expensive options. We have a few in this mid-range you could be looking at. I think Ricky Rubio, probably going to go overlooked again, as he always does. 6.3, he's going up against the Knicks. It's a really, really soft matchup. We'll touch on a few Jazz players as we go through. But 26 minutes in his most recent game, 31 fantasy points, only on the back of, you know, 8 real points, which I kind of like. It's he can reach value and, you know, exceed 1 fantasy point per minute, not through pure scoring, which he's done in a lot of these games, right? You know, 29 fantasy points in 22 minutes, 26 fantasy points in 21 minutes, kind of where he's been at all season and for a few years now. So Rubio at 6.3 is a nice guy in this mid-range. So point guard has plenty of options. Spend all the way up for really, you know, three or four of these top options. You know, we can go to Ricky Rubio in the mid-tier. You could drop down and take some savings with Van Fleet. Options are across the board tonight. As we move on to shooting guard, it's kind of the same situation. I mean, 9 games, we're dealing with plenty of options at every single position. We have James Harden and the Rockets. They are on the second night of a back-to-back. They are in Memphis tonight. This game has an over-under sitting at 216 points with the Rockets favored by 4. It's a, you know, okay matchup for him. We do have the Rockets playing down in pace, so we do have to note that. We have the Memphis Grizzlies coming in 18th in defensive efficiency against shooting guard, you know, middle of the road-ish on for the season. You know, I'm on board with Harden basically every single night. The question is, do I want to be spending $12,000 in a game where he might not have to do a whole lot, or the Rockets might not have to do a whole lot in order for them to come away with a win in this game against the Grizzlies? And I would rather be spending that money elsewhere. So I would rather be spending that money, you know, on a Westbrook, on a Lillard, on some other guys, which we'll get to. We also have Bradley Beal on the slate, setting up for another high-scoring performance going up against Chicago. This game has an over-under sitting at 233 points. Right now, this is the highest on the board. Washington comes in as 2.5-point road favorites. Beal is actually coming off a pretty bad game the other night going up against Utah. It is a tougher matchup against Utah. 30 minutes, only 18 fantasy points. That's just not good, considering we've been seeing 61, 54, 45, 60, 64 fantasy points out of him. The matchup against the Bulls is good. We know they've been a, you know, a bad defensive team, a team we've been targeting all season long. Super high over-under, you know, close spread, 2.5 points, fully on board with Beal tonight. Really do like him at 10.3, and I think is the better pivot off of, or the best pivot off of Harden in this top tier. We do have Luka Doncic on the slate. We do have DeMar DeRozan on the slate. You know, where do we want to be going with all these guys? I think DeRozan might be in the best spot on paper going up against the Heat, who are 27th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. The problem is that the Spurs are playing down in pace by the largest margin on the slate, almost a 6 full possession differential. Not something we necessarily want to see. $8,900 is an expensive price tag to pay, especially when this game has an over-under sitting at 209 points, which is the lowest on the slate. So a lot of factors, you know, to take in here. It's a great matchup on paper, right? We know the consistency has been there for DeRozan. We know that the usage rate should be there for DeRozan, as it's, you know, been for, you know, the course of his first season with the Spurs. But it's a low-scoring game. They're playing down in pace, and he's, you know, almost $9,000. So the guy in this range I actually want to go to is Donovan Mitchell for the Utah Jazz. Again, the Jazz are in a really solid spot going up against the Knicks. We've been, you know, attacking the Knicks all season. They are in full tank for Zion mode. We know that. The Knicks come in 26th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So the Jazz do come in as 12-point road favorites, which is, you know, a bit concerning. There is a, you know, a bit of blowout potential here. So we have to take that in consideration. 8.8K, I think, is a good price for Mitchell, kind of where he's been all year. I'm on board with him tonight. I like the GPP upside. You know, we know he is mostly reliant on pure scoring when it comes to a lot of his fantasy production. He can kind of lack in some other areas, at other, you know, categories, other areas at some points. But I do like him. He is also playing near-ish his hometown when he's going to be at the Garden tonight against the Knicks. He's from the border of Connecticut and New York, so if you want to take that into consideration, again, another fun narrative. But still, the matchup on paper is solid regardless of that. Down in the lower tier for shooting guard, you know, someone like Terrence Ross, is really, really interesting to me. $5,600 going up against the Pelicans, which has the Magic playing up in pace by the largest differential on the slate, 5 possessions against the Pelicans. It's also a solid matchup for him. They are, we have a good over-under set in this game coming in at 225 points. The spread is 6.5, which is kind of teetering on the edge, but the Pelicans have actually been hanging in some games as of late. The matchup, in fact, is actually middle of the road. The Pelicans come in 14th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. Now, the problem with Terrence Ross is we're seeing some inconsistency. Right, we're seeing the inconsistency in his production. 16 fantasy points against Atlanta. That's a great matchup on paper. He just doesn't get it done. 31 fantasy points, 14, 32, 31. So he has 31 or more fantasy points in 3 of his past 5 games, but he also has 2 games at 16 or fewer points, which is a bit concerning. So at $5,600, you want to be attacking him when it comes to tournaments only for him. Other options, we can be looking at shooting guard. Again, we have CJ McCollum already ruled out. We have Zach LaVine, who's listed as a game-time decision for this game, the Bulls going up against the Wizards. It is a good matchup that you want to be attacking. When it comes to the Wizards, we know they're very average defensively. I think you can be going to, if you want a real punt option, Wayne Selden, a guy I've been on a few times in the past few weeks, is $3,700. He's putting up some decent points. Some of them are close to 1 fantasy point per minute or over 1 fantasy point per minute. The problem is the usage is just never consistent for him, which is always an issue. But he could be the punt option you might want to consider. On to small forward, where there are 3 expensive options on the board. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. Now, Antetokounmpo comes in as the most expensive option up at $13,000. They are on the second night of a back-to-back, but he sat out last night due to rest. $13,000 going up against Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. We don't have a spread in this game. The issue is, as I said yesterday, you know, does he have to go out there and drop 70 fantasy points in order for the Bucks to beat the Cavs? Right, I don't think that's the case. Like, we could see Giannis go out there, play 30 minutes, have 48 fantasy points, and the Bucks be in, you know, full control of the game and, you know, win it easily. Right, that's a legitimate game script that you can envision in your head. Like, the Bucks don't have to do a whole lot. They win the game against the Cavs. Antetokounmpo does play, but he doesn't have a massive fantasy performance, which is an issue when you're paying $13,000. He is the most expensive option on the slate. So, technically, right now, we don't have an official injury designation on him. But if he does play, I am still hesitant to have him in lineups because he might not need to reach 60-70 fantasy points in order for the Bucks to win this game, and that's a legitimate concern tonight when you're paying an elevated price. We can almost say the same thing about Paul George tonight. He has $11,000 going up against Toronto, which means he's facing Kawhi Leonard, and they are first overall in defensive efficiency against small forwards. A very, very tough matchup for him. So, kind of the same situation. We have Westbrook returning to the lineup. We know he's going to be seeing plenty of usage. And the question is, can we be paying $11,000 for a very expensive player who's in the toughest matchup possible for him? Again, we don't have an over-under in this game. We don't have a spread. But I'm also hesitant to have Paul George in some lineups tonight. Not saying I'm not going to, but when it really comes down to it, you can spend $11,000, I want to say, better elsewhere. Like, you can spend that $11,000 on Lillard at 10.7, or Kyrie Irving at 10.5, or Bradley Beal, who's in a great matchup at 10.3. So these are the things we have to consider. Who I really want to focus in on some of these guys in this mid-tier, right? Seddi Osman for the Cleveland Cavaliers, $6,600 tonight. We actually have the Bucks kind of slipping a bit in defensive efficiency, specifically against small forwards. Now, they're 5th defensive efficiency overall, but they're 21st against small forwards. And Osman has been seeing some really, really strong minutes in production as of late. Now, this ties into power forward for the Cavs because we have Kevin Love listed as a game-time decision, and we still have Larry Nance dealing with injury. So Osman has been out there and just putting up fantasy points every single night, putting up minutes every single night, 38, 36, 34, 35, 35, 35, on and on and on. Those are his minutes over this past 10-12 game stretch. He has 31 or more minutes in 12 straight games. The minutes are always there for him. 37, 31, 21, which is the low game, 37 and 38 fantasy points in this 5-game stretch. He has 31 or more fantasy points in 4 of these 5 games and 37 or more in 3 of the 5. That's really, really strong at $6,600 in a guy who's going to be seeing all of the minutes. Again, potential for injury situation with, you know, Kevin Love might be missing time. We'll get to that a bit more at power forward. So $6,600, I like dropping down into this mid-tier at small forward and using some of these guys tonight and taking that, you know, high-dollar player and using it at point guard, using that small shooting guard or center, which we'll get to. Other options you can be looking at small forward. I think Joe Ingles and Jay Crowder kind of go hand in hand. Obviously, they split a bit of time for the Jazz, but it's a solid matchup for them both. I'm going to say them both going up against the Knicks. We know that they are 22nd. The Knicks are in defensive efficiency against small forwards. We have Utah as 12-point road favorites. There are a few things to consider here. You know, high spread, which isn't great. It's not the highest over-under in the on the slate coming in at 212 points, but it is a fantastic defensive matchup. At 5.2, we have Mo Harkless for the Portland Trail Blazers, a guy who's going to be seeing, you know, hopefully some extra minutes, some extra usage within the offense with CJ McCollum out. 217-point over-under going up against the Mavericks. That we do have the Trail Blazers coming in as 10-point home favorites, which is, again, is something to consider. We do have the Trailblazers playing down in pace. Again, something else to consider. But he's $5,200 tonight, and the matchup for him is pretty solid. The Dallas Mavericks come in 28th overall in defensive efficiency, and Mo Harkless at $5,200 put up 31 fantasy points the other night against Indiana in 26 minutes, and Indiana is one of the better defensive teams in the league. And he gets it done through basically every stat category. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals the other night against Indiana. Really filling up the stat sheet, which I love, at $5,200. So I'm on board with a guy who should be seeing some more minutes, you know, has a decent game script in his favor. The over-under is encouraging, but playing down in pace isn't, and going up against a weaker Dallas team, 28th overall in defensive efficiency. Another guy right below him, Kenrich Williams for New Orleans, $5,200, right at the same price tag, and it is also a decent matchup for him going up against the Magic, who are 15th in defensive efficiency against small forwards specifically. Williams, same price tag, very, very affordable tonight, playing some great minutes as of late, seeing some great production as of late. Yes, some of these games are under one fantasy point per minute, but I want to be embracing this in GPP specifically due to the matchup, due to a game which I think the Pelicans can hang around in. As I said when talking about Terrence Ross, they've been hanging around in some of these games. They went to overtime against the Mavericks the other night. I know the Mavericks aren't great, but the minutes are there for Williams. The usage is starting to get there for him, especially with Anthony Davis hard capped on these 20 minutes a game. And 34 fantasy points in 39 minutes the other night is encouraging. Yes, some of these games are, you know, varying in production, down at 6 points, 21, you know, up in the 30s. This is something we want to embrace in GPPs, not really have in our cash games. That's just not enough consistency. So small forward is a spot where I'm considering spending down. I'm considering, again, fading some of these top options, coming down into this mid-tier, and using that salary elsewhere. As we move on to power forward, again, the injury is, we have to pay attention to it, the injury note is Kevin Love, game-time decision going up against Milwaukee. He is $8,100 tonight. We also have Larry Nance, as I mentioned, a game-time decision for the Cavs. Now, he has been out for you know, quite some time now, over a week or so, for the Cavs, and he's $5,800 tonight. So if he starts ahead of Love, that's some nice savings. If they both happen to miss, Marquese Chriss at $3,800 is the next guy down the depth chart. Obviously bringing a ton of savings when it comes to tonight's, you know, nine-game slate where we want to get as much value as we possibly can to jam in some of these top studs. $3,800, great price. If he's going to be starting, that's going to be great. He's also coming off a very, very strong 31 fantasy point game going up against Detroit the other night where he posted a 10-10 double-double in just 19 minutes. That's awesome. The issue here is that we have the Cavs going up against Milwaukee, who are number one in defensive efficiency against power forwards. But we do have the Cavs playing up in pace by the second largest differential on the slate right behind the Magic. So again, this is the situation where we have, you know, things on both sides, you know, good and bad. Great price, horrible matchup, playing up in pace. You know, if he's going to be getting the starting role with Love and Nance both potentially out, that's a great thing. $3,800, hopefully lock him into 20 or so minutes, et cetera, et cetera. Like, we have to be considering all of this. Now, I would really like to see Love ruled out earlier in the day if he's going to be due so, not a true game time decision as he's listed right now, because this could change the landscape. If Kevin Love's going to be ruled out, that means maybe the Bucks will also sit Antetokounmpo on the other side, which means we can focus in on guys like Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe, guys who I didn't talk about, but guys who aren't very expensive. So if the Bucks know they can win without Kevin Love on the other side, they can sit Antetokounmpo. Now we're working with a spot where we can lock in Chris, just take the savings at 3.8 despite the tough matchup. We can take some of the increased usage guys on the Bucks side. We're working with some good prices. We can take some savings at some other spots, which we talk about. Maybe go to a Mo Harkless at small forward. Maybe go to a Kenrich Williams. Maybe go to Jay Crowder, someone who's not very expensive. Like, we're dealing with a wide variety of options depending on this injury news. So Kevin Love and Antetokounmpo are kind of key pieces tonight, despite the fact this is a very, very lopsided game. Other options at power forward we should be considering tonight, because we have a plethora of options, right? Dwight Powell is a guy I've been on for a while now. I've been talking about him, and I do like him. I think his game is great. I think the matchup for him tonight is fantastic, going up against Portland, who are 24th in defensive efficiency against power forwards this year. I also think it sets up nicely for him because the other player for the Mavericks, Maxi Kleber, is listed as a game-time decision for tonight. So if Powell is going to be seeing more minutes because we know Dirk is out there, on his farewell tour, really can't play a full game anymore, and Powell is going to be soaking up some of those minutes that Maxi Kleber was using, I think that's a pretty solid spot to attack at $6,900. I think we can be firmly looking there. I also think dropping down at $6,200, Serge Ibaka, first game back after suspension, going up against his former team, the Thunder. Again, a fun narrative you can decide to buy into. That's fine. The Thunder come in 13th in defensive efficiency against power forwards, middle of the road. The price is fine on Ibaka, $6,200. But if we know that Lowry is going to be ruled out for this game, there's going to be extra usage to go around, right? We'll take the savings on Van Fleet if he's going to be getting the starting role. Hopefully some extra usage will go to Ibaka, get him, worked back into the offense after missing a few games. So the injury situation tonight is something we really have to be paying attention to, because it's not necessarily what it does for the direct backup. It also what happens for the other guys on the roster. So Antetokounmpo is big tonight. We have Kevin Love, who could be big tonight. Kyle Lowry, who could be big tonight. A lot of different things to pay attention to. As we move on to center, the most expensive option on the board is Joel Embiid. Now, the 76ers are on the second night of a back-to-back. We know that Embiid sat out last night simply due to rest, and it is being reported that Embiid will be back for tonight's game going up against Boston. Obviously, a tightly contested game, or tightly contested matchup, as we've seen over the past few seasons. He's 11.6 tonight. We know what Embiid brings when he is, full go, playing full minutes. It is, 30-15 kind of upside. It is 60-70 point fantasy upside. Of course, the matchup for him tonight is middle of the road. We know Boston is a pretty solid defensive team. They actually come in 17th right now in defensive efficiency against centers. So that's good enough. The matchup for them tonight on paper is good because we do have a higher over-under in this game, 226 points, and the 76ers are only favored by 3. So this means Embiid is in a good matchup, not great, it's good. He should be playing full minutes, it has a high over-under, and it has a close spread. All of this leads to, full minutes, full production for Embiid, dropping another, I want to say, at least 50 fantasy points tonight. So 11.6 for Embiid is one of the guys I truly, truly want to spend up on tonight, right? We have these other expensive options across the board, and I think prioritizing Westbrook and Lillard and Bradley Beal and Joel Embiid, guys at each position, this is where the salary should be spent. Not $13,000 on Antetokounmpo, not $11,000 on Paul George, who's in an extremely difficult matchup going up against Kawhi Leonard. Embiid, Bradley Beal, Lillard, Westbrook, these are the guys you should be wanting to spend on. Now, if you can't afford to spend all the way up for Embiid in the same lineup as some of these other guys, obviously we need the savings. Obviously we need to look other places. You can go to, I would say, a number of different options. I think that Vucevic is a fantastic option. going out here, you know, dropping a double-double basically every single time, going up against the Pelicans, who are 23rd in defensive efficiency against centers. I'm on board with this game being a bit of a shootout, along with the Magic playing up in pace. I said that, you know, a few times now. So I'm on board with this game. Vucevic, 10.5. I mean, what else can you say about him, right? He is posting a double-double every single night, like I said. 62 fantasy points in his most recent game, 40-plus in seemingly every other game. Really, really strong stuff from him. Jusuf Nurkić for the Trailblazers. He sees about a 10% increase in usage when McCollum is off the court. So we have Lillard also seeing a solid increase in his usage, about 9%. Jusuf Nurkić is actually up at 10-11% when it comes to his usage increase, which with McCollum off the court. The matchup for him is good going up against Dallas, who are 20th in defensive efficiency against centers. Again, this spot has the Trailblazers playing down in pace and has a spread of 10 points in favor of the Trailblazers. So we are dealing with multiple things again. Does Nurkić at $8,700 need to go out there and truly, truly put up every bit of this, you know, 11 or 10% increase in usage in order for the Trailblazers to win this game? I don't know, considering, you know, Lillard is doing his thing, going to probably be posting another 30 real point performance. So Nurkić is a guy on paper you should be interested in due to the matchup, due to the increase in usage, but have to be hesitant on due to the spread and due to playing down in pace. Other guys we can be considering at center, and I want to say the options are probably one of the best on the slate. You know, I would say this and shooting guard are super, super strong tonight. We have, you know, Rudy Gobert in a good matchup going up against the Knicks. I think that's fine to attacking the Knicks, again, all season long. I think that going to Clint Capella, I think, is an interesting option tonight. You know, fourth in defensive efficiency, the Mavericks are when it comes to guarding centers this year. The question becomes is, how much do the Rockets really need to get from Paul and, you know, James Harden for them to win this game against a bad Memphis team? That's one thing we have to consider. So definitely pay attention to that as the day goes on. Maybe Harden or Paul sits. I don't know. That's a wild guess if they can win this game without one of them. Since they're on the second end of a back-to-back, maybe it's going to be Paul. I think you can drop down to guys in this mid-tier and, you know, go to someone like Robin Lopez in a fantastic matchup going up against the Wizards, who are 29th in defensive efficiency against centers. Also fully on board with this this game being a complete shootout and the game you want to game stack just because it has such a high over-under and a close spread, 233-point over-under with a 2.5-point spread. I think that's firmly on the table. I think that also going to Brook Lopez is a great option tonight if you're looking for a bit of a GPP play because he's going up against the Cavs, who are 30th in defensive efficiency against the centers. If you really want to drop down on the other side of that game, Ante Zizic for the Cavs, $4,300. Again, if Kevin Love is out and Larry Nance is out, we're going to be seeing the minutes and the productions have to be coming from somewhere. The Bucks actually come in 28th in defensive efficiency against center, so Zizic at $4,300 can almost certainly 5x his value. He's playing the minutes, he just hasn't seen the production as of late, you know, because we're seeing actually Brandon Knight make a return and have some good production. Kevin Love, when he's in there, takes up plenty of usage. So there's a lot of things to consider where the matchup on paper is great for Zizic, but the production hasn't been there to necessarily justify a roster spot every single night. So center is a spot where I think we can go any which way we want tonight. Any which way we want tonight. I think we can spend all the way up for Embiid, which I think is the top option. Going to Vucevic in a pace-up spot for the Magic is also a fantastic option. Nurkić and Capella in this mid-tier are, you know, I'm kind of halfway there on as of now. You know, game script, game flow, up in pace, down in pace, increased usage for Nurkić, these sorts of things. Robin Lopez has a great defensive matchup. His brother Brook Lopez has a great defensive matchup. And then down at the low end, we have Zizic, who is also in a great defensive matchup. So every position is loaded tonight. Every position has high-end options. Every position has some value plays. We just have to pay attention to the injuries as the day goes on. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's on Google Play. It's on TuneIn. It's on Spotify. It is across the industry. Make sure to subscribe. You can download it below if you're listening to it on numberfire.com. Follow me on Twitter, @DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.